This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. Lisa Ann is going to join us at 8:40. And get your fantasy football questions ready. 713-572-4610. Stardoms and sit-ems for week four. Been a weird fantasy year so far, so we need some advice for week four. Lisa Ann, our fantasy expert, brought to you by Cindy's. She will join us at 8:40 on the show today. 713-572-4610. Oh, real quick, has Sports Radio 610 heard from McLean on the safety of his wife, Carol? Carol is safe and sound. She was in Fort Myers. She was right in the middle of the hurricane going on down there. McLean hadn't heard from her for a while, but yes, she is safe and sound and she is good to go. So appreciate you asking that. All right, let's do this. Five reasons I hate you. Los Angeles Chargers edition. Give you five reasons each week to work up the appropriate amount of vitriol. And this is going to become more and more important this season. If the Texans don't win some games, we're going to need to amp up the hatred for these opponents.
Yeah, this is a lot easier to hate. It's a lot of this, this task of hating Los Angeles. Much easier than hating San Diego. Whenever I do something like this, like, yeah, San Diego, who the hell would want to live there to the point where they'd pay eight times as much because it's so awesome?
It's pretty nice. Yeah. It's pretty nice, San Diego. All right. Here we go. Five reasons I hate you. Number one.
Okay.
Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley, the head coach of the Chargers. He is a nerd. I think we all know that. He makes a lot of analytical decisions in the game. Even he knows that he's a nerd.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, Sean, you know, back when it meant something to be an American, you could pick on nerds with impunity. But now all of a sudden you have to be ashamed of yourself if you're somebody who picks on nerds.
Right, right. Yeah. And here's Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley's a nerd and he's trying to fight it. This was an anecdote from an article in The Athletic. Brandon Staley said to the author of the article, quote, "There's a really powerful part of this book that has stayed with me." So he goes to these shelves, this bookcase on the back wall of his office, and he starts trying to find a book. He's scanning the shelf, looking with his index finger, trying to find the book, and he finds it. The Undoing Project by Michael Lewis. Staley pulls it out and starts flipping through the pages as he walks back to the couch and he sits down. With the book resting on his lap, he turns page after page, searching for a specific passage. The only noise in the office is the flip, flip, flip of him turning pages. And this guy's sitting here waiting for the excerpt from the book. And Brandon Staley finally finds the passage he's looking for and reads it aloud. And the passage was this, Seth. Quote, "The new definition of a nerd, a person who knows his own mind well enough to mistrust it." End quote. Staley, you're
so
a nerd.
Humility. Humility is what he's referring to there.
He's a nerd and he's trying to fight it. And he does the annoying thing of walking over to a bookcase to show how well-read he is.
Oh, I don't... okay. All right. I don't want to turn this... You know what I've noticed is we do this every week, and it turns into me playing devil's advocate. So just being a jerk, being a well-actually guy. But I guess maybe that's because I know my own mind well enough to mistrust it, Sean.
That's what
I heard from a great American once. Yeah.
A great American reciting a thought that wasn't even his. Michael Lewis's thought, as recited by Brandon Staley.
Who's this Michael Lewis clown?
Sounds
like somebody from The Office.
All right, can we do this? Can we just back up and I'll take that whole anecdote out and say Brandon Staley is a little bit annoying, the adulation he gets for doing things like going for it on fourth down. Like he's the patron saint of going for it on fourth down. Like a lot of other coaches go for it on fourth down.
Except that he's not. He got all conservative this year.
Yeah.
He's terrified. He's scared of his own shadow. He's not turned into He's the most conservative version of every coach you've ever hated.
Five reasons I hate you. Okay, so that's number five. Number four, this is the franchise that traded multiple high picks to move up one spot to get Ryan Leaf. This was the Petri dish in which Ryan Leaf's failure of an NFL career, where the spores initially spawned, was with Ryan Leaf. Let's go back in the Wayback Machine and relive. Jay Posner was a columnist for the San Diego paper and had this anecdote. You remember when Ryan Leaf went after this guy in the locker room? Here it is.
He had a little incident in the locker room where he yelled at a cameraman who happened to be a club employee, was just trying to do his job. I wrote a very small note about it the next day that I just felt that Leaf was out of line.
Jay came in to interview him, and he went off.
F***ing don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
Later that day, after he yelled at me, he read an apology on camera.
I misdirected my anger after the Kansas City game. I was extremely disappointed in my performance, and I let it show.
He read the piece of paper, and then he crumpled it up and threw it back into his locker.
So sorry if that sounded kind of rehearsed.
Sorry if it sounded kind of rehearsed. So this is the franchise that gave us Ryan Leaf, number four.
I feel bad that Ryan Leaf, who, you know, has had his struggles, obviously, and has rehabilitated himself and remarkably well, and he's had a couple setbacks there, but he's very open and honest about it.
Yeah.
It's got to suck to have to keep hearing it, right? Like when you've atoned for something, except not everybody has gotten the memo, and then you just have to hear about it for the rest of your life. There's got to be times where he's like, oh, screw this.
Or even worse, people who have got the memo, like Sean T. Pendergast, bring it up in a bit. Previewing the Charger game.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, and it's the same owners that led to all that.
Spanos family.
Led them to leaving San Diego because they just couldn't be happy there. And again, the one family in America that couldn't be happy in San Diego.
That's it.
So I think it's fair to blame the Chargers for whatever it is. It's the thing that's in my life come closest to me believing in the supernatural, Sean, mm-hmm. is how freakishly similar every Chargers team is in the way it disappoints. It's incredible.
It is.
It's astounding.
It is.
And it goes back even further than Ryan Leaf. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
Ryan Leaf is one of the biggest examples.
He is one of the faces of it, no doubt. All right, so that's number four. Number three, this one will hit closer to home. You know who is actually a rotational player that gets not just special team snaps in the return game, actual snaps as a slot receiver for the Los Angeles Chargers?
Is it Brian Hoyer?
No. DeAndre Carter. DeAndre Carter, who was a Bill O'Brien teacher's pet, who was as big a reason for the comeback from 24-0 by the Kansas City Chiefs in that playoff game as any other individual player was. The Chiefs had cut the lead to 24-14 in the second quarter. So the Texans are getting the ball back on the play you're about to hear and maybe can kind of stem the tide a little bit. But no. DeAndre Carter took out his big vat of kerosene and poured it on the fire.
Here's Carter at the 1 yard line, straight ahead, 5, 10, 15, cuts right, 20, and the ball is out. And the Chiefs got it. Thompson running left inside the 10, and he's down to the 8 yard line. Darwin Thompson, a running back, had the ball pop right into his hands, and the Chiefs have a first and goal.
That play was game over. I know the score was 24-14 at the time, but that was because it set the Chiefs up for a touchdown that they got like two plays later.
That's right.
It was 24-21, and it felt like the Texans were winning by three after that, and it felt like they were losing by three touchdowns.
And then I want to say DeAndre Carter last year when he was having a good year for the
Washington.
A really good year, special teams-wise. I want to say he went on with Jim Rome and had some choice words.
You're thinking of Andre Roberts.
Oh, that's right. Yep. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Andre Roberts, who left here mid-season, went to the Chargers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's why I got confused.
Yep.
Because let me look at my notes. That's right. From the Jaguars game. DeAndre Carter was who Justin Herbert was staring down when he got sacked one time.
Yep.
Looking kind of, honestly, it was a weird moment for Justin Herbert, who I think handles pressure pretty well. He was just staring down DeAndre Carter and got sacked dead to rights and made another couple curious decisions in that game where I think you couldn't quite see Herbert's cracked rib cartilage affecting his throwing motion, but I think it might have been bothering him enough that it affected his decision-making. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's how a quarterback is, where and you know that it's going to hurt, you start making your decisions a little bit differently, and maybe you don't pull the trigger as quickly on some things, and that's how it looked for him last week. And if you can get some pressure on him this week, hopefully that works again.
Five reasons I hate you. Number two, you kind of alluded to it, Seth. This is a team that's a second-class citizen in its own city. There's like 10 professional teams in L.A., and they're, one, the most popular professional football team, the Rams, is still like the seventh most popular sports team in that town. But the Chargers aren't even as popular as the Rams, nor, I would submit, are they popular at all in Los Angeles. Half the people that go to the games drive up from San Diego to go to the games, and the other half are there rooting for the other team, even though the Chargers are a talented football team. So, I mean, you're ridiculous.
They're kind of a sign of some of the worst elements of the way NFL business is done.
Yes.
Which is that Roger Goodell was just so desperate to first get a team in LA, and then to have two teams in LA would be even better, because it's just going to be awesome, because it's where the NFL almost has, the way baseball has this obsession with the Yankees and New York in general, I feel like the NFL has long had an obsession with LA, that somehow they got to be out there with the movie stars and be at the center of it all and be able to, you know, just add as much glitz as possible to it. And this is, ironically, as Hollywood itself is dying. But still, it's always annoyed me that they've held LA up on this pedestal. And LA has basically been like,
yeah.
I guess I could go watch a football game, I suppose.
The league conducted its biggest growth phase in the history of the league while they had zero teams in L.A., and now they feel compelled to have two teams in L.A. Like, I don't understand it. All right, that's number two. Number one, and I think this is the one that will appropriately anger Texan fans. If you're mad about Rex Burkhead getting carries, getting touches for the Houston Texans, know that probably 70% of the reason why the team has confidence in him, by the team I mean, you know, the coaches and the front office, may have to do with the fact that it was, the LA Chargers who gave up 22 carries for 149 yards to Burkhead last year.
First down, Mills digs in, hand off Burkhead, avoids one tackler, running left, 45-50, 45 of the Chargers, 35-30, and ripped out inside the 25-yard line. What a run by Rex!
Burkhead, 36-yard run. That was his career-long run. It came against the Chargers. If you want to blame anybody for Rex Burkhead getting touches in 2022 in the NFL, it's the Chargers' defense from 2021.
That was the one that went, he ended up finishing up in the, like, the southeast corner,
yes,
of the end zone,
yep,
the south end zone. Right,
yep.
He was, the Chargers had him dead to rights in the backfield.
Yeah.
It was just horrendous blocking on that play. It was a beautiful run by Burkhead. His ability to avoid everybody in the backfield, and then to get out past, you know, when a blitz busts, it's awesome, because if you can get past the first wave, then there's not many defenders left. So, I blame that run specifically for Caserio, I think, potentially thinking, like, you know what? Yeah, there's something more to Burkhead than we thought.
Yes.
Like, nope. That was the one moment. That was Roger Maris' 61 run. home run season. It was like, no, that's it.
Yeah.
You're gonna get this one freak occurrence, and then that's it. He'll be good and solid otherwise, but he's not, like, Roger Maris is not going to be one of the all-time, like, career season run home run hitters. It's just that one nice season.
If you are mad about the Burkhead situation, blame the Chargers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.